Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters.
赞美主，弟兄姐妹们。
A very good morning to you.
对大家来说一个
And a
blessed Lord's day. 非常的早安。今天是主日，是一个蒙福的日子。
Yeah, I never like to call it Sunday.
我不喜欢叫它礼
拜天。I always want to call it and know it the Lord's day.
我一直称它为主日。
Because the names.That are given in the calendar are the heathen names, unchristian names. In the Hebrew language, they never call Sunday all but 1, 2, 3, 4 like that. First day, second day, third day, like that it is said in the Hebrew language.
现在我们所看到那些日历上面的礼拜周一或者是怎么样，这些名字其实是希腊里面的一些一些那些神邸啊或者是什么。但不管怎么讲，希腊文希伯来文里面是没有的。在希伯来文里面只是周一数字一到七。
And Hebrew will be spoken in heaven.
那希伯来文讲的是天上的事。
Because you see, if you read,The account of St. Paul's coming to the Lord spoke to him in Hebrew. It is written there.
如果大家来读《使徒行传》的话，主在大马士革的路上向保罗显现的时候，他所讲的是希伯来文。
But that's aside.
但把这个先摆在一边。
Yes, but the Lord is going to speak to us in a wonderful way because when the brother sent me the message that I have the responsibility.To bring the message, the word of the Lord on this day, the very moment the Lord gave me this word, instantly, in His Spirit.
很奇妙的就是，当弟兄们来联系我，让我今天来分享的时候，就在我接那个电话的时候，就有这个词马上来到我的心中。
Because we attend a Bible study every Tuesday on Zoom.
因为我在每一个周二参加一个网上 Zoom 的查经。
That is a very eminent brother, Prabhakaran. I think you know him, maybe.
那有一位我们很多人也认识的弟兄。
And he has been teaching from the Bible study of the book of Revelation, and then he finished that, and the book of Daniel he finished. Now he has started with the book of Ezekiel.
那这个弟兄呢，就是带着大家一起来学习，曾经学习过启示录、但以理书。那现在呢，我们是在读以西结书。
And every time he began with this verse. That is, Romans 8:14.
每一次开始的时候，这个弟兄都是以这一个章节开始，就是罗马书的第八章第十四节。
Let us read that verse together.
让我们一起来读一下这个章节。
Romans 8:14.
罗马书第八章第十四节。
For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God.
儿子。Amen. 因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。
Let us read it loudly together.
让我们再一起大声读。
For all
因为凡被神的灵引导的
God,
都是神的儿子
These are sons of God. Gracious loving Heavenly Father.
是啊我们亲爱的天父
We come to you with a great expecting heart.
我们到你面前是带着一个极大的期待
Because Lord you have a great purpose in bringing us together to hear your word. You speak.
因为今天你这样的来召聚我们，是因为你想要向我们说话。
We do not want to hear any man or any man's thoughts, but we want to hear you and your counsels and the will.
我们不愿意听到人或者人的想法，我们要听到的是你还有你的旨意。
So fill the speaker, the interpreter, and the hearers with your own Holy Spirit, that we may be one, O Lord.In the word that you are going to give us.
愿意我们讲的跟听的都在圣灵的里面成为一来听你向我们所要说的。
May each one of us be found according to your will the measure in Christ that you want us to be this morning, this time. Be it so.
愿意你的旨意在我们中间完成达到，就是让我们每一个人都进入基督的里面。
Because Lord, you want to have your Son revealed in each one of us, that on the last day, on the day that you have appointed, there will be not nothing, but God will be all in all, as He has been in your Son.
因为你的心意是乐意要把你的儿子启示在每一个人的心里，而且总有一天，主啊，你要充满万有，而且在你的儿子里面，所有人都要在你儿子里面要得着一切。
To that purpose, O Lord, we commit ourselves. So take charge of us, both the speaker and the interpreter, and also the hearers, O wonderful Lord, in your Holy Spirit, to the glory of God the Father.Through His Son Jesus Christ, Amen.
那愿意你的旨意在这里，在圣灵里面，我们讲的跟听的都被你所引领。主啊，愿意我们把你的荣耀来归给你，奉你的名祷告。Amen.
So we shall continue with this verse, and then there will be many verses. See, I don't want to read them right now because if I read them right now, it will consume much more time. So first of all, we are here.Those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are, these ones are the sons of God.
那我们先从这一个章节开始，就是因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。后面我们还有许多的章节，会等会儿一起来看。
And when I knew that I had to find a song appropriate to this verse, but I could not find it, and so I asked Brother Haibing to help me,find that hymn, and he found hymn number 234, and it was very appropriate.
那当我知道要讲这个内容的时候，就开始找诗歌，但是找不到一个诗歌。这时候我就让海滨弟兄来找。那海滨弟兄找到的是234首，非常的合适。
According to John chapter 4, verse 24, it is very clear the Lord Jesus himself said that God is a spirit.
在约翰福音四章二十三节那里面讲得非常清楚，神是灵。
Very clearly, the Lord spoke to the Samaritan woman.
这个时候是主耶稣向撒玛利亚妇人所讲的。
God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and truth.
神是灵，所以敬拜他的，必须要以心灵和诚实来拜他。
So if you have your American, New American Standard Bible, you shall see that it is written God is spirit because it is in the original language. There is no article A spirit, A, no. Not the indefinite article A. But that general, very general noun, spirit.
那在有些翻译里面它加了一个定词，就是个，神是个灵，但其实它的意思没有这个定词，就是讲到神是灵。
And this generic noun means there is no one else, only one spirit, only one God is spirit.
那这个这么通用的来讲，要讲的意思就是说只有一位，只有他是灵。
I was listening to someone and someone said that if you see someone, anybody else other than you, you will not know him or her, you know, if that person remains silent.
那有人就说啊，如果你要认识另外的一个人，那个人如果是安静不说话的话，很难去认识这个人。
If you meet somebody every day, but you cannot If that person does not speak to you, you do not know who that person is, what that person is. It's a mystery.
虽然你可能与一个人每天都在一起，但那个人如果从来不开口的话，你很难会知道他是谁，他是怎么样的一个人。
And God is invisible, even we don't see him.
神是不可见的神。
He has to speak. That's the only way.That God can reveal Himself.
那只有当他说话的时候，他才能让我们认识他。
So dearly beloved, He has spoken in His creation according to the first chapter of Romans.
那弟兄姐妹们，其实神在创世纪第一章开始，借着他的创造就开始说话。
No human being would be able to stand before God on the last day and would say, Lord, I did not know you.
没有一个被造的最后那一天站在神面前的时候，会向神这么说：说我不认识你。
Because he has spoken loudly in his creation.
因为他已经借着他的创造大声地向我们说话。
But yet, God would speak again and again and again and again.
而且神是一再一再一再地来向我们说。
And in the book of Hebrews it is written that he has been speaking and speaking through his prophets in many ways, many times, many manners.
在希伯来书那里面讲到，神是在借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖。
And last of all, he has spoken to us in his Son, the incarnate God, the incarnate Word of God.
那就在这末世呢，也借着他的儿子晓谕我们。这个儿子就是道成肉身的神他自己。
And God is speaking now more loudly than he would ever speak even in the land of Israel when he lived there. He's speaking through the Christians, the believers. He indwells each one of us and he speaks all the time through each one of us.
那今天主耶稣他的声音是比以前更要的强大，他比当时在以色列地在地上的时候所说的话要更加的重。为什么呢？因为他今天是借着基督徒在我们里面一直的说话。
And so we read that God is spirit, that we read in John 4:24, but then we read in Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27, that God wanted to create. He said, he proposed to himself in this three unity that let us create man in our own image, in our own likeness. And we read there, Genesis 1:26 and 27. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, over the cattle, and over the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. And God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him, male and female,He created them.
那不光是在约翰福音四章二十四节那里面讲到神是灵，而且在创世纪第一章第二十六、二十七节讲到这个创造，在那里这么说：神说，我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式。这是三一神在那里讲，造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。第二十七节，神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
So here we see that God is spirit, and in his image and likeness we are created. So we are created in what? The spiritual likeness and spiritual image of God.
那既然神是灵，他是照着他自己的形象跟样式来造，那我们呢也是属灵的创造。
And God really wants us to know, to be conscious of this, that whereas he is the spirit, we too are in his likeness and in his image, all that he has desired for us.
那我们也应该意识到，既然我们是照着他的形象和他的样式造的，那我们也是在灵里被造的，那我们也要达到他在灵里创造我们的那个心意。
But finite minds, as we are, we can't understand anything of God, even when he speaks in so clear a manner. And therefore, we are going to see what he is trying to tell us.
那虽然神是这么清楚的向我们来说话，但很多时候因着我们这个头脑的有限，我们却不能去了解。那现在我们一起来看一看他到底向我们说过了什么。
Without knowing the beginning of the beginning, we cannot know, we can never begin to understand what is this spirit that God is.
那如果我们不了解起初之前的起初的话，就不能了解灵啊，神怎样，他是灵。
So the very first two verses of the Bible, very clear to read. Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters.
在创世纪第一章第一节开始是这么讲，起初神创造天地，地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上。
So if you have only these two verses and not the rest of the Bible, only these two verses, we read, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And then we read that it is all formless and void and darkness and the Spirit of God. We are faced with two entities. God, Creator. Right?
那如果我们来读的话，我们可以看到，如果圣经只有这两个章节的话，我们来看，那就可以看到第一件事，起初神创造天地，后面讲到地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗，然后我们看到神的灵，神就是那个创造者。
And something happened, and we see the Spirit of God covering all the globe of the earth.
然后我们就看到有些事情发生，神的灵就运行在水面上，来遮盖整个地面。
Two entities. God and His Spirit.
所以有两个存在在那里，一个是神，一个是神的灵。
It is written here very clearly, God created heavens and the earth, and the Spirit of God.
这里讲得很清楚，第一节讲到神，提到神，这是第一个存在；第二节讲到神的灵，这是第二个提到的存在。
And Saint Paul writes the same thing.
保罗
in Romans 8:14.Those who are led by the Spirit of God.
在罗马书第八章第十四节，圣徒保罗所讲的也是同样一件事，就是那凡被神的灵引导的。
This God who created these heavens and the earth, and something happened, and therefore the creation became chaos, and the Holy Spirit came and took charge of all these things.
我们看到首先有神。就是创物主神，他创造了天地之后呢，这个地却变成了空虚混沌，渊面黑暗，然后发生的就是神的灵在这里来做工，来恢复。
Now think of this, that this Holy Spirit, we call him Holy Spirit, but the Spirit of God came and took charge of this entire creation that had become chaotic because of something.
那因着不管什么原因，这个地现在变成这么的糟糕，空虚混沌，渊面黑暗，但是神的灵却来到这里，我们也称他圣灵，他来到这里来主管，来做他的工作。
This had become chaotic because of someone and something, and but the Holy Spirit could control it.
不管什么人什么事造成这个混乱，但是现在圣灵在这里掌权。
That Holy Spirit, that God, the Spirit of God is leading us.
这个圣灵，这个神的灵现在也在引领我们。
We have to be conscious of all this, all the time. That this God, Spirit of God leads me every moment of my life.
那我们必须要意识到，就是这位神的灵，他今天时时刻刻都在引领我们向前。
But we have to understand it more. The Lord did not give it in the beginning of the scriptures, but He gave us after many centuries in the scriptures or the prophecies of Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28. What had happened and who was the culprit?
不在这些章节里面，但是在圣经后面借着先知的书，比如以赛亚书第十四章，以西结书第二十八章，那里面讲到是什么造成了这些混乱。
So we read in Ezekiel 28 verse 15 onwards. We can, you can open your Bibles. Ezekiel 28, verse 15 onwards.
大家可以把圣经打开，我们一起来看，在以西结书的第28章，从第15节开始。
Here God is talking to Lucifer.
这个时候
，Covering Archangel Lucifer.
这时候神讲到的、提到的是路西佛，是天使长。
Now read it very carefully. I'm going to read it, and you read it with me. Okay, you were blameless in your ways. From the day you were created until unrighteousness was found in you. Verse 16. By the abundance of your trade, you were internally filled with violence and you sinned. Therefore, I have cast you as profane from the mountains of God and I have destroyed you, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom. And reason of your splendor, I cast you to the ground. I put you before kings, that they may see you. By the multitude of your iniquities, in the unrighteousness of your trade, you profane your sanctuaries. Therefore, I have brought fire from the midst of you. It has consumed you, and I have turned you to ashes on the earth in the eyes of all who see you. All who know you, among the peoples are appalled at you, you have become terrified, and you will be no more.
是在以西结书28章15到19节。Shall I read, brother? Read in Chinese? Shall we read in Chinese?
Yeah,
okay,
if you want to.
Okay. 虽然有时间的关系，但我们还是来一起来读一下，一起来看一下中文。你从受造之日所行的都完全，后来在你中间又查出不义，因你冒义很多，就被强暴的事充满，以致犯罪，所以我因你亵渎圣地，就从神的山驱逐你，遮掩约柜的基路伯啊，我已将你从发光如火的宝石中除灭。你因美丽心中高傲，又因荣光败坏智慧，我已将你摔倒在地，使你倒在君王面前，好叫他们目睹眼见。你因罪孽甚多众多，贸易不公，就亵渎你那里的圣所，故此我使火从你们中间发出，烧灭你，使你在所有观看的人面眼前变成地上的炉灰。各国民中凡认识你的都必为你惊奇，你令人惊恐，不再存留于世，直到永远。
So, dearly beloved, you see that the very first fall, you know, happened in front of God in the throne room of God.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们看到起初的堕落就在神宝座的前面，就是这个路西佛的堕落。
And so, this being who sinned, God cast him down on the earth.
那就是这个路西佛，神已经把他摔倒在地。
And therefore the chaos.
所以这个地就充满了空虚混沌、渊面、黑暗。
Darkness, formlessness and vacuum.
空虚混沌、渊面、黑暗。
Dearly beloved, the Lord very clearly says here, you have profaned your sanctuaries in verse 18.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，在十八节那里面讲得非常清楚，就是这个路西佛他亵渎你那里的圣所。
You have profaned your sanctuaries.
你亵渎你那里的圣所。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思呢？
It means very clearly, the Lord very clearly says,That verse 17, your heart was lifted up.
非常清楚，在第十七节讲到，这是因为他心中高傲。
You corrupted your wisdom.
而且败坏智慧。
This is how we see that the innermost being we all have, each created being, intellectual beings, spiritual beings,And human beings, we have sanctuaries in our being.
在这里面看到，我们每个人都有那个最深的圣所， 这个被创造的属灵的生命，还有我们作为人的生命，我们里面都有一个圣所。
We have three sanctuaries.
有三个圣所。
One, the body.
哦，第一个是我们的身体。
Second, the soul.
第二是我们的魂。
And third, the spirit.
第三就是我们的灵。
And these are all profaned, made unholy because of sin.
这些都被亵渎，成为不圣洁的，都是因着罪。
Dearly beloved, the Lord in His permissive will allowed man to fall.
弟兄姐妹们，在神的主权里面，他允许了人堕落。
So that he would become man in all the wickedness.And conquer this spiritual war.
然后他可以在人的软弱里面来，在这个属灵的征战里面得胜。
It's a wonderful, holy, very holy, and very intelligent plan of God.
这是一个奇妙的，又是极其圣洁的神他的旨意。
To recover all and much more.
包括我们每一个人，还超过这一些。
What is to recover all?
To recover, 哦，他会恢复一切。那恢复一切是什么意思呢？
That God will be all in all, first of all.
然后神就可以成为万有。
And that which is material, matter, that is us, physical, we will be the inheritors of the Spirit of God.
然后就算我们这样物质的人物质的生命也可以来承受神所给我们的。
Not only that, but His spiritual power and wisdom and life and love and light will be demonstrated from the cross to the second coming of the Lord.
而且从十字架一直到他的再来，他在属灵里面的这些能力。智慧还有他的爱他的光他的生命都要被彰显出来。
It's a very vast plan of God.
对神来讲这是一个极大的计划。
Which we began to see when I was given the responsibility to share in the beginning of the year, I think April, the counsel of the will of God.
就算从年初我第一次分享的时候那一次那个时候讲到我们被神的我们是随神的旨意。
So dearly beloved, Satan lifted up his heart because of pride of his own beauty.
所以蒙爱的弟兄姐妹们，虽然撒旦因着他的美丽而心中高傲
，and he corrupted the wisdom，
而且他败坏智慧
，and he profaned his sanctuaries。
而且他亵渎了他的圣所。
The word is mikdash in Hebrew.
在希伯来文里面，圣所就是 mikdash.
In the Semitic language, the word, the actually speaking, anything for and a place somebody, you get it?
这个
We see there is the word the letter ma. So kodesh means holy.Kodesh means holy.
所以这个词 Mekodesh 这个前面的 Mek 就是讲属于一个人的后面讲的是圣洁的所以这两个加在一起
But Mekodesh means the place of holiness.
所以 Mekodesh 讲的就是一个圣洁的地方
The place where holiness dwells.
在那里面圣洁可以居住在其间
So dearly beloved, holiness must dwell in the body.
所以孟爱的弟兄姐妹们，圣洁一定要住在一个身体的里面。
Holiness must dwell in the soul and in the spirit.
圣洁也要住在魂里，住在灵里。
And that holiness is not apart from anything, but that holiness is God Himself.
那这个圣洁也不是其他的什么事，就是神自己。
So God who is holy, God who is spirit.Must dwell in the body, must dwell in the soul, must dwell in the spirit.
所以神圣洁的神，神就是灵，他一定要住在身体里面，住在魂里，住在灵里。
This is what means God all in all.
这个就是讲到神是万有，也充满万有。
The Bible is very simple.
圣经其实很简单。
If you know the primaries,
如果你知道那些最重要的。
That this is the primary thing.
这些都是最重要的事。
Without this, God will not work at all.
没有这些主要的事，那神就没有其他的工作了。
He never would put aside his primaries.
他的工作里面从来不会把这些主要的事摆在一边。
Because he is the prime.
因为他是那个至高的。
He is the prime.
他是至高的。
So dearly beloved, remember that.
所以蒙爱的弟兄姐妹们要记得这件事。
And therefore the Spirit of God covered the chaotic earth with his own hovering over.
所以神的灵在那个时候在整个地面上来运行。
Each created being has sanctuaries fully occupied by his creator.
那每一个创造都应该被创造主来充满。
And in the 7 days of creation after this, God began the work of recovery.
在七天创造之后，神也开始恢复的工作。
It began with the earth, corrupted earth.
它从这个被败坏的地开始。
But then it ended with the on the seventh day, creating man in his own image.
好，这七天都是神恢复的工作，在末了他就按照自己的形象来造了人。
You see the focus of God.
你看到神他的那个集中点焦点在哪里
？Spirit of God.
神的灵
covering the entire creation,
然后来遮满，来运行在整个地面上。
But aiming at the heart of man,
但是他的这个目标呢，却是人的心。
See? You see the focus.
大家看到神他的焦点吗
？Now this being, this lump of clay that God sees and created, and in His own likeness.The spiritual likeness, this being will go forth with the Spirit of God, with the fullness of God, in spirit, soul and body, and will conquer everything back.
就是在他看见的这一块土，以土所造的这些人的里面，他要把他的灵，把他的自己的形象样式放在这个里面，而且让他呢，来征服整个世界。
And God wants each one of us.
那神是要我们每一个人
to be indwelt by the Holy Spirit.
都让圣灵充满，住在我们里面。
Function in inner self by the Holy Spirit.
所以是在我们里面运行，是借着圣灵。
And revealing the spiritual life of God in this pot of clay right now.
就是在我们这个属土的生命的里身体的里面来彰显神他自己这个完全的灵。
Therefore, Romans 8:14 again, for all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God.
所以在罗马书八章十四节里面这么讲，因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。
Those who know good English grammar can understand this very clearly.What does it mean? This is in the passive voice, actually, in the passive voice.
如果那些知道英文语法的，会知道这是一个被动的讲法。
It means very clearly, for those whom the Spirit of God is leading, it means. For those whom the Spirit of God is leading, they are the sons of God.
是那些被神的灵引导的。这些人要被称为神的儿子。
They do not live by themselves.
他们不是靠着自己来生活。
They do not walk by themselves.
他也不是靠着自己来行走。
They do not do anything by themselves.
而且他们也不靠自己做任何一件事。
For the Spirit of God is leading them.
因为是神的灵引导他们。
And this is the present continuous tense.
这个时候讲到的是现在时。
It means...Unhindered, in season, without any gap, continuous activity of the Spirit of God to be seen, to be expressed and revealed in the individual who is possessed of the Holy Spirit.
这就是讲到那些被神的灵所充满的这些人呢 他们不受阻挡的，也没有空隙的，让神的灵借着他们被人看到，被彰显出来。
What a great tall order of being that God has made you and me in Christ Jesus.
所以在耶稣基督里面，神造成了我们，这是所要达成的，这是何等高的一件事情。
Oh, dearly beloved.
亲爱的蒙爱的弟兄姐妹。
Wonderful, wonderful prospectus is for us.
这么奇妙的我们可以看见的都是为着我们的。
If you wake up in the morning,
如果你早上起床的话
and think of all these things,
想到这些事
and you can say, Oh Lord, what a blessed person that I am.
你一定会说主啊我是一个何等蒙福的人
All because you are so such a beloved and blessed Lord in me.
因为你是那位爱的主现在住在我里面
Every morning, in spite of my weakness and falls and everything that is completely useless in me, in spite of all these things, because of Christ, this is all I am in Him.
虽然我是这么的软弱，这么的败坏，而且呢完全毫无用处，但是因着他在我里面，我就可以达成这所有的一切。
God told the cherubim, "You have fire in yourself. You are burning yourself."What does it mean? You are death.
那神对着这个遮掩约柜的基路伯说，我要从发光如火的宝石中将你除灭。火代表什么？火就是毁灭。
But because of the being spirit, this spiritual ash, the devil is a spiritual ash in the sight of God.
所以在神的眼光里面，这些被烧掉的也是属灵的话，那就是属灵的灰尘了。
He is burnt up. He is consumed.
完全被烧毁。
And is cast out.
完全被烧灭，而且被除掉。
And dearly beloved, we had the same fate. We had the same fate when our parents, first parents, fell.
弟兄姐妹们，曾经因着我们先祖的这个堕落，我们也在同样的一个命运里面。
But the Holy Spirit had covered it beforehand.
但是神的灵已经在这个之前有遮盖了。
And two lambs were slaughtered. In verse 21, we read it clearly in the third chapter. Two lambs were slaughtered, and our first parents were covered in the blood.
在创世纪第三章里面讲到，我们的先祖犯罪之后，神却杀了两只羊来遮盖他们。
This verse is harking back, singing back to where? It's singing back to you know where? Revelation 13:8, the Lamb slain from before the foundation of the world.
那所以我们可以在启示录看到这个是多久以前呢就是这个羔羊是在创世以先就被杀的
Who can understand the wisdom of God?
谁能够了解神的智慧呢
Who can know his ways?
谁可以知道他的心意呢
Who would advise him?
谁做过他的谋士呢
Only himself in triunity
只有他在三一神
Only himself in triunity, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. One God, three persons.
只有在父子圣灵三一的神的里面，他们是三又是一。
We have not to think anything because our things are already thought in the mind of the Eternal One from eternity for each individual, all of us.
所以愿意我们没有其他的想法愿意我们完全是把自己放在这个永远到永远的旨意的里面
This is Christ our Sabbath
这就是基督也是我们的安息
Our Sabbath
我们的安息
Our eternal rest
我们永远的安息
Yes, dearly beloved
是的亲爱的我们作为信徒的人
We do not work towards rest but work we start from rest
我们不是去努力得着安息我们是从安息开始来工作
So dearly beloved
所以蒙爱的
What happened in Luke 1:35
在路加福音第一章第三十五节那里讲到什么呢？
We saw the grand thing in the beginning of the scriptures. Now what do we see in Luke 1:35?
我们可以看到这个当时的这个开始也是一个新的开始，在路加福音一章三十五节。
The angel answered and said to her, to Mary, because Mary said, I have not known any man. How can this be? How can I be? How can there be a conception? How can there be a birth? But the angel says, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. And the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And for that reason, the Holy Child shall be called the Son of God.
在那里面是神对着玛利亚而说话。这时候玛利亚非常的迷惑，她说我还没有婚嫁，怎么可能会怀孕生子呢？所以这个时候天使回答说，在第一章三十五节，圣灵要降在你身上，至高者的能力要护庇你，因此所要生的圣者必称为神的儿子。
So on the seventh day of creation, the whole focus of Trinity was this single man, this lump of clay, that Adam, and in there God was saying this day, when Gabriel would come and tell Mary, as the Holy Spirit covered the globe, this chaotic creation, this same Holy Spirit, dearly beloved, remember, overshadows this young virgin girl.
那大家要看到的就是，最在起初的时候，在亚当只是一团泥土里面，其实神已经在那里讲。加百列后来也讲到，这个天使长对玛利亚讲的，就是在这么一个女子的身上，在她的这个被造的人里面，会有这个圣洁，会有这所有的一切发生。
What do we see here, dearly beloved?
那我们在这里看到什么呢
？It is John 3:3 for each one of us.
也是约翰福音的三章三节。
Yes, what is John 3:3?
那约翰福音三章三节讲什么呢
？John 3:3。Jesus answered and said to him, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
在第三章三节，耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
And verse 5, Jesus answered, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit,He cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
那第五节，耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。”
Just as the Son of God is born and formed in the womb of Mary, dearly beloved, the same Christ is born. You get it? In the Spirit in us, in full capacity, full manhood.Full Godhood.
所以弟兄姐妹们，在玛利亚她的那个里面生孕所出来的神的儿子基督，今天是同样的，也在我们里面生出这个基督，他也是满了神的一切的所有所事。
And therefore we read Matthew chapter 4.
那我们再来读马太福音第四章的话。
Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音第四章。
And what do we read there?
在那里我们又读到什么呢
？It's very clear，
非常的清楚。
Matthew chapter 4，
马太福音第四章
，verse 1，
第一节。
Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil。
第一节，当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野，受魔鬼的试探。
Born of the Spirit, the Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督是从圣灵而生的。
Led by the Spirit into the wilderness.
也被圣灵所引导进到旷野。
Those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God.
凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。
So we are led even in this wilderness.
甚至在我们的生命在旷野中的时候，我们也是被圣灵所引导的。
With the same capacity that the Lord Jesus had.
耶稣当时他所经历的也是我们所经历的。
We have no excuse if we fail in the temptations.
所以如果我们在面对试探时候失败的话，其实是没有借口的。
Because we have the same power of that person, the Holy Spirit in us.
所以在那个人身上呢，同样的能力，就是在灵里的那个大能，也在我们的里面。
But we have something else, and that is the grace and mercy.
而且我们还有其他的，比如说恩典跟怜悯。
Surely goodness and mercy shall go with me, and I shall be in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Psalm 23 verse 6.
所以在诗篇第23篇那里面讲到，必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在神的殿中。
What a consolation.
弟兄姐妹们，这是何等的一个旨意呢？
That was, in the song it was that the comfort and the command.
他是我们的保惠师，也是我们的主。
The song that we sang, the hymn we sang.
还记得我们刚才所唱的这个诗歌吗？
The comfort and the command.
他既是我们的引领者，也是我们的保惠师。
In the Holy Spirit,
是圣灵住在我们里面。
Being led by the Holy Spirit.
就是被圣灵所引导。
By the led by the Holy Spirit of God.
我们是被圣灵、被神的灵所引导的。
What do we read? Ephesians chapter 2.
那我们在以弗所书第二章又读到什么呢？
That we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. That is chapter 2 verse 10. Ephesians 2:10.
以弗所书第二章第十节，我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的。
In chapter John chapter 5 and John chapter 6, the Lord says, I do not do anything on my own. I do only those works that God is doing.I speak only those words that God is speaking. The same life is given to us, and it says here that we are the workmanship of God. Ephesians 2:10. And all the works are already given to us. We just have to enter into.
那在约翰福音第五章第六章那里面也讲到，耶稣他自己说，我凭着自己什么都不做，父怎么做我看见父做我在做，父怎么说我才说。所以呢，我们今天也是同样的一个生命，那我们的工作，我们的说话行事也都是同样的一个生命来运行。
So we are given the same thing. 1 Corinthians 1:9. We are called into the fellowship of his son.
所以在哥林多前书第一章第九节，我们是进入与他儿子的那个交通的里面。
There is a fellowship. The word is fellowship. 1 Corinthians 1:9.
在哥林多前书第一章第九节里面讲到，我们进入的是那样一个与他儿子的交通。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思呢？
It is the oneness of the three persons in the Godhead.
就是在神的里面三而一。
Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
父子圣灵。
This unbroken fellowship of God.
这个不能分隔的在三一神里面的这个交通。
And we are given the privilege of the sonship in Christ himself because we are called into the fellowship of his son.
所以在基督里面我们也得着了儿子的名分，得了儿子的地位，在这里面我们可以与三一神来同分，一同得分。
Now we come to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
现在我们再来看哥林多前书的第十五章。
And from 39th verse to the 45th verse.
从三十九节到四十五节。
And there we read, just keep your eyes there as we read, because 1 Corinthians 15 verse 39, we read that all flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one flesh of men, another of flesh of beast, another of flesh of birds, another of fish. What does it mean? It means that for various environments, various kinds of flesh, body is required.
在哥林多前书第十五章第三十九节里面讲到，凡肉体各有不同，人是一样，兽又是一样，鸟又是一样，鱼又是一样。那这里面讲到，因为不同的生命，所以我们也有不同的身体。 各有形状。
You have to be a fish.
如果你是在水里生活，那只能是鱼。
That is what the word says.
这是神的话里面讲的。
To fly in the air, we must be birds.
那什么能够飞在天上呢？那一定是鸟。
To live on the Himalayan mountain, impossible.
如果在喜马拉雅山那么高的地方生活是不可能的，因为太高了海拔。
Dearly beloved, we do not have the right body, the apparatus that we can live there.
弟兄姐妹们，我们的身体是不合适住在那样的地方的。
In the same manner, dearly beloved,
同样的，蒙爱的弟兄姐妹们
you and I have to live on this earth.In the Spirit of God.
弟兄姐妹,
in the heavenlies, in the Spirit of God.、
嗯、
so we need a special body.
弟兄姐妹们，同样的，我们如果在这个地上生活的话，必须要有神的灵在我们的里面。那这样的话，是这样的一个身体才能够活出神的旨意。
And the Son of God, He proved this fact.That in this likeness of the human body, likeness of sinful flesh, according to Romans 8:3, he lived on this earth in all the weakness and all these needs. He lived on this earth in the body like that we have right now.
在罗马书第八章第三节里面讲到，我们的主耶稣基督，他也是活在。我们同样的身体里面也带着软弱，跟我们今天是一样的。
For 33 years, he proved that a sinful body like in the sinful body can live with the spirit of God, completely obeying God.
在那里面讲到主耶稣基督神的儿子，他也成了最深的形状，但是他也向我们来表明，就算在这样的身体里面，也可以有神的灵活在里面，让他可以得胜。
So we are given the body of Christ right now, you know, to sustain on his blood to be partaken, his flesh to be eaten as we do, dearly beloved, and his Holy Spirit living in us, and he.In the power of the Holy Spirit, in the might of the Holy Spirit, in the will of God, to be in the counsel of the will of God, you and I can live a sinless life. We can.
所以今天我们活在这个肉身里面，但是呢，却可以有圣灵在我们里面，就像基督他自己的那个生命一样。这个时候，那个能力还有旨意都可以活出在那些随神旨意而活的人身上。
Christ proved it.
因为基督他已经证明了。
And there is a great verse in the Bible which is very well, very, very much misunderstood.
那在圣经里面有一句话经常是被误解的。
1 John 1:7.
就是约翰一书的。
It is the most misunderstood word in the Bible.
似乎是在圣经里面最被误解的一句话。
Let us read that. 1 John 1:7.
让我们一起来读，是约翰一书第一章第七节。
Okay. But if we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his son cleanses us from all sin.
若我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪了。
This is not for the unbeliever.
这个不是说为不信的人所讲的。
This is for me.
是为我。
This is for all of us.
是为我们每一个人。
Paul said that according to the law, I am blameless.
保罗曾经说过，在律法下面我是毫无指责的。
But he needed verse 7.
但是他需要第七节。
Dearly beloved, we can be in ourselves satisfied as God is satisfied and complacent. God is always satisfied and complacent in himself. We can be the same in his spirit. But because of this sin, body of sin,We have to claim this verse. In spite of our satisfaction, in spite of our joy, in spite of our pleasure that God has brought us out of sin. But we need this. What does we need? That the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin.
弟兄姐妹们，神在他自己里面其实是完全满足的。那我们呢，今天也可以借着圣灵可以达到，就在我们这个罪身这个肉身里面，也可以在那里有这个喜乐，有这个满足，是因为我们可以来使用耶稣的血，因为他的血洗净我们一切的罪。
Dearly beloved, when your conscience bothers you because of failure, because of sinful act or something, and you say, Oh Lord, what will I be? What will it be? Oh Lord, come to this. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin.
所以弟兄姐妹们，当我们有良心的控告，觉得自己在罪里面不能自拔的时候，愿意我们能够到主面前说，哦主啊，你的血已经洗净了我一切的罪。
One more rule of English grammar. This is the simple present tense.
在英文的语法里面还有一个很简单的现在式。
When there is a universal fact,which happens everywhere all the time, it is known as the universal fact.
那这个是一个在各处都是一样的，是一个定理。
Like the sun rises in the east.
就像太阳从东边升起一样。
This is a general statement, and it is true everywhere.
这是一个普遍的一个讲法，但是在哪个地方都适用的。
And every time.
每一次都适用的。
And those who are not the native speakers of English language, they do not understand what actually it means.
那不是用英文做母语的话，就不太了解这件事。
And therefore, languages like us in India, we do not have simple present tense. So we always say the sun is rising in the east every day. No, wrong English.
在印度语里面就没有这个英文里面这种表达，比如说太阳从东边升起。它的这个时态的话，
If I say the sun is rising in the east every day, it is wrong English. Is rising is wrong. I have to say the sun rises in the east.
那中文其实是一样的哈，就是太阳每一天都从东边升起，或者说不是说它曾经升起，或者是有没有人提一下
？It means in the past. Simple present tense means in the past.
哦。如果是那个简单现在时，就是说这件事其实已经发生了，但是这里面讲的是正在
，right now，
或者说正在
，and in future，
或者将来
，why right now？
为什么是现在正在呢
？Because the sun is rising right now somewhere。
因为现在不在我们这里的话，也在某一个地方，太阳正在升起。
So what does it mean here? The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us。
那在这里面讲的是什么呢？就是耶稣的血现在就在洗净我们。
Cleanse me before. Cleanse me before.
过去洗净。
Cleanses me now.
现在来洗净。
And has been cleansing, will continue to cleanse until the end.
而且一直在洗净，一直到末了。
This is what 1 John 1:7 means.
这个就是约翰一书第一章第七节所讲到的。
So thus clean people.
他是来洗净我们。
Holy people.
让我们成为圣洁。
Possessed of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God himself.
而且是神自己的灵被我们所拥有。
We are led by the Spirit of God.
而且我们也是被神的灵所引导。
Much time is gone.
很多时间已经过去了。
I wanted to do Galatians chapter 5.Verse 16, verse 18, verse 25.
那我现在想跟大家。
But you can read it by yourself.
So Galatians, right?
Yeah, Galatians 5.
加勒太书的第五章。
Yeah.
第十六节开始。大家可以回去读。加勒太书第五章第十六。So 16
Galatians
to
5. Yeah. What 16
to 18? He said. 从第十六节应该是到第。十八节
See, but I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. Verse 18, but if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Verse 25, if we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. There is much, 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 because this is the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, eternal one. How can I cover him up in everything today? Impossible.
所以我们提到圣灵的事情，它是在一个永远的生命的里面。今天我们是不可能讲到里面所包含的一切，但是在加拉太书第五章的里面第十六节讲，我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。第十八节，但你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法以下。还有第二十五节，第二十五节那里面讲到，我们若是靠圣灵得生，就靠圣灵行事。
So may the Lord bless us.
愿意神来祝福我们。
May the Lord enable us to be conscious of the leading of the Holy Spirit until the end. And may we rejoice one another as we all are led by the Spirit of God, being the sons of God. Amen.
所以愿意神能够让我们可以意识到神的灵可以居住在我们里面，让我们可以一天某一天在最后我们都可以说我们是被神的灵引导，都是神的儿子。